Well, the winter sports season not quite done yet. It is national playoffs for the ACHA. The hockey playoffs getting started. The tournament going. The ACHA national tournament here is going to get started next week in Texas. And University of Jamestown will be playing in that tournament, getting that final number 16 seed. So they'll be opening up with Robert Morse. And we're talking with head coach Cole Bell of the Jimmies. How's it going, Coach?
Very good, Paul. How are you?
Well, doing all right here. And I tell you what, let's before we get to Robert Morse and the Nationals, kind of similar to last year for you guys. I think a 12-4-1 record after the holidays when it came back in the second semester. So another great second half getting you guys into the national tournament again this year.
Yeah, the guys have been playing great lately. A lot of gutsy efforts, a lot of dedication, a lot of passion in our locker room, and it's showed here for sure, second semester.
I know that victories here recently over Marion and Minot, Marion and Minot State. When you get into those games now and you win these type games, these close ones late in the year, is that just going to help you guys as you get ready for the Nationals?
Yeah, it is. We spent a lot of time talking the last month or so about having the right mentality, playing some playoff hockey and sacrificing the body and, just doing whatever it took to get the job done, no matter how tired you were, or how sore you might be. And we've had to deal with a lot of injuries. We've had a lot of guys step up into the lineup and play a role that maybe they didn't have earlier in the season. And just a testament to how hard these guys work and to our depth.
Well, you talk about injuries and maybe getting healing up. You got, I think it's going to be about a 13-day lapse from your last game before you start with Robert Morse here on the 21st. So do you like having that 2 weeks off just to kind of heal up and get a full strength going?
Yeah, definitely. This is probably one of the more banged-up teams I've ever seen or ever been a part of. And just even our last weekends against Mary and against Minot State, we're going to have three guys back in the lineup against Robert Morse down at Nationals that weren't in the lineup those two weekends. And then, countless other guys have bruises and bumps and banged up in one way or another that have been fighting through it that we just gave the guys 4 or 5 days off here to relax and catch their breath and let their bodies feel a little bit better. And this extra time definitely helps.
Do you, as far as the physical standpoint, obviously having the break is good. How about just from the ice time? Because now Robert Morse, I think they still have conference games, I think three games here coming up at the end of this week before next week before the Nationals. From that standpoint, just getting ice time, is there an advantage or disadvantage to having this much time off?
I don't know. I guess you could pro and con it either way. It's nice for us with the injuries we've had to have a little bit extra time to recoup and regather ourselves. And the fact that the Minot series, the Mary series, and even going back further to games like UNLV when we were down there or Missouri State and Colorado, all very big games for us. We've been playing playoff hockey for a while. So, I know Robert Morse has been kind of in the same boat fighting for our lives and to make this tournament. And, they're going to have a tough conference tournament coming up this weekend, and I'm sure they'll be ready to go as well. So, we're just going to try and match that intensity and get back up on top and keep the train rolling here over the next week or so.
Experience from last year to this year, guys that played in last year's national tournament to this year, is that going to go a long way to help you this week?
Yeah, absolutely. And you could see it in the past month. Guys know that once we get down to that national tournament, it's a different brand of hockey. The momentum swings are bigger. The little mistakes cost you more. And we've been playing like that for the past month. And guys have understand that Nationals is where we want to get to. And to do that, we don't just want to get there. We want to be successful. And to be successful there, we got to be playing hockey the right way. And they've really started to up their game over the past month, and that definitely comes from the experience we got last year.
And, of course, Tyson between the pipes, I think he had a 2.61 goals against average here. And, just solid having that presence between the pipes going into postseason, isn't it?
Yeah. He's a fantastic goalie, and has made countless big saves for us and kept us in games and definitely carried a lot of the workload. And, you know, he's just one more great member of this team that we have, and got a lot of guys that contribute, a lot of guys that make an impact, and Tyson's definitely one of them.
Now with Robert Morris here on Thursday, what do you know about the Eagles?
Honestly, just getting into the video stuff now. Our first priority here is after these few days off is just get back in the swing of things and feel the puck again, get our feet moving, get the bodies loosened up a little bit, and then come later this week and early next week, we'll start talking about Robert Morris and what we need to do to be successful against them.
And it's a case, too, where you guys will have to adjust on the fly. Even if you know a lot about them, you may something might turn up that you'll just have to adjust as you go.
Right. You know, take last year, for example. We played University of Illinois, a team that we saw four times during the regular season. And so, you know, a team we were pretty familiar with, and we get down on the tournament, and they threw a couple new wrinkles at us. So our guys are pretty good. We make a lot of adjustments game to game and based on our opponent and based on things that we've seen. And, you know, we're going to take a look and be prepared for Robert Morris, but also be have the flexible mindset where if we need to make an adjustment, we can, and we can do that on the fly.
Final question for you, Cole. You mentioned these guys have been playing kind of that playoff-type hockey here in the last month. Confidence level, are these guys real confident that when they get to Texas, now it's in Texas this year. Last year it was in Ohio, but it's in down at Frisco. And getting down there, once they get there, they can make some noise?
Yes, yeah. I mean, the gutsy performances and just the team camaraderie this year has been phenomenal. And you know, the way these guys played in the ringer they went through this past month trying to get here and without dealing with all the injuries. And, you know, they weren't just injuries. They were injuries to some of our top players. So when you take some of our top players, I think last couple of weeks we've had our top two forwards out, our top D out. You know, when you take players like that away, other guys definitely have to step up and the team as a whole has to come together. And guys blocking shots and taking checks and winning battles and fighting through and, despite being tired, despite being maybe banged up a little bit, you know, still finding a way to get the job done and, you know, coming out on top and being successful in those atmospheres and those environments has really helped with our confidence. And we're ready to go. We're ready to go down there and make some noise. And, you know, honestly, the message in the locker room is we just want to go down there and win one game. And then, you know, once we do that, then just win one more game. And take it one game at a time and not get too far ahead of ourselves.
All right. Well, Coach, I appreciate the time, and good luck here next week in the national tournament.
Thanks, Paul.
You bet, Coach. Coach Cole Bell joining us from the University of Jamestown Jimmies. And again, they'll take on the Robert Morris Eagles next Thursday, March 21st, 8:30. They got the last game on day one down in Texas at the ACHA National Championships.